Malmo man charged in connection with Brussels 2016 terror attack. By Chris Tomlinson on January 6, 2021. 10 people will face trial in connection with the 2016 Brussels terrorist attacks, including Osama Kram, a former resident of the Swedish multicultural city of Malmo. Police arrest Kram just weeks after the terrorist attacks in March 2016 that claimed the lives of 32 victims in three coordinated suicide bombings, two at the Brussels airport in Zaventem and another at the Malbeek metro station in the center of the city. Kram was allegedly supposed to carry out a suicide attack in the Brussels metro. Following his arrest at his apartment in the Belgian capital, it was speculated that either he opted not to go through with the attack or that his suicide device had failed to explode, Swedish broadcaster SVT reports. Giselle Steik, the lawyer for Kram, told the television broadcaster in December that Kram had changed his mind and did not go through with the attack. Kram, a Syrian-born Swedish passport holder, had previously been a poster boy for Sweden's integration efforts and was featured in a 2005 documentary on how a Malmo football team had helped him enter Swedish society. The trial will also include Bataclan terrorist Salah Abdeslam, who also failed to detonate his suicide vest during the November 2015 attack. He fled to Belgium, where he hid for months in Brussels' notorious Molenbeek area before authorities apprehended him. At the time, lawmakers in the U.S. speculated that Abdeslam's March 2016 arrest was one of the catalysts for the Brussels terrorist attack, as it came just 4 days after the Islamist was taken into custody. In 2018, Abdeslam was tried in Belgium and found guilty over his role in the gun battle that led to his capture and sentenced to 20 years in prison. The terrorist trial comes on the heels of another major radical Islamic terror trial in France that ended last month in Paris. Accomplices to the 2015 Charlie Hebdo attack and the subsequent kosher supermarket attack were found guilty of terror and criminal offenses. The widow of supermarket attacker Amity Kalibali was sentenced to 30 years in prison in absentia. Police are still searching for her whereabouts. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.